News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
1.2 billion euros has been budgeted for international protection accommodation this year, which is a tenfold increase in spending since 2019. And Padraig Tobey, AINTU leader and TD for Meath West, joins us this morning. Padraig, this is a significant climb in the budget for international protection accommodation. Is it all down to inflation and sheer numbers of people coming?
Yeah, I suppose it is an eye-watering figure. 4 billion euros has been spent now since 2019, and the figure is going up significantly on an annual basis. The government is not getting, first of all, value for money. There's no doubt about that. We're spending about 33,000 euros per person per year for accommodation. And to give a contrast to that, rent of a three-bedroom house typically is about 20 grand a year. Six people can be accommodated in a three-bedroom house, and that's nearly half what it costs to accommodate one person in IPASS currently. So it's 100 euros per person per night, which is extraordinary.
It is a lot of money, and I accept that. But does that include the figure for people, for example, in direct provision, etc., where food is provided to them, which wouldn't be in the normal rent of a three-bedroom house?
It does. It does include the figures in terms of the whole IPASS accommodation provision. But it's there's a lot of people.
I'm just saying we're not necessarily comparing apples with oranges when we compare it to a regular rental. Do you know what I mean?
For sure. But I suppose the regular rental is a tiny fraction per person of what the IPASS is costing. And remember, the government, stated a number of years ago that they were going to purchase their own buildings, they were going to deliver this themselves. Indeed, a PQ that I put in showed that they did purchase about 40 buildings, none of which were brought out ever into use for this purpose. But the big issue, if you like, I think is the way that the government is handling the process. So we have sent a message as a country out internationally that if you come to Ireland, first of all, you're very likely over time to gain asylum. It'll take for a long period of time. You'll be able to appeal. You'll be able to go to judicial review. Even if you get a deportation order, you're very unlikely to be deported. And the government are actually overturning deportation orders at a significant level as well. So I think that message has got out internationally. And I think as a result, rational people have decided that they would try Ireland.
And you know what? If I lived somewhere that was impoverished and difficult and all of that, I might do the same, as might you, Padraig. It's human nature. But is it fair to say that the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, is changing that narrative? Because he has come out and said, if you don't qualify for asylum here, if you don't meet the criteria, you will be deported. We are not a soft touch and we are sending that message. And indeed, numbers have dropped in the last while. We know this.
Yeah, so there has been a change over the last while. So basically, in 2022, a quarter of all applications for asylum fails the first test. Now it's 80%. So that is a significant change. But it begs the question, why does that change happen? So either the government weren't testing properly 2 or 3 years ago, or there's a different cohort of people that have come to the country. And I believe it's probably a mix of both. The government weren't taking this issue seriously in the last couple of years, and they've sent out that message internationally. And as a result, we're seeing more people who are coming for economic reasons using the asylum process. Now, of course, we want to see this country still be able to provide accommodation to those who are fleeing war and violence.
Yeah.
But the government hasn't sent out that message up until now. And in this late
and
stage,
we do have obligations. In fairness, Padraig, I know this is a lot of money. There's no question that it's a lot of money. But we do have international obligations as an EU member and under the Geneva Convention and all of those types of things about taking people who are fleeing persecution.
For sure. So, but the point is, there's no doubt in my mind that the figures blatantly show that for the last number of years, we weren't testing properly. And as a result, many people who were coming for economic reasons were actually applying to our process, and many of them were gaining access to the country. You mentioned deportations. For many years, the vast majority of deportations weren't being actioned. Even today, the majority of deportations are not being enforced. You mentioned, obviously, that Jim O'Callaghan has a new attitude towards deportations, enforced ones. And yes, that's true. But even today, the number of deportations overturned or quashed vastly outweigh the number of deportations that are actually enforced
by the
government.
And there was a flight to Georgia with over 100 people on it, I think it's about 10 days ago. But some of the deportations being overturned and quashed, etc., is that to do with our legal framework here? Because as you say, we do have people do have the right to appeal, people do have the right for judicial reviews, and all of that. So that is our legal system as it stands.
Yeah, so the legal system as it stands is incredibly complex and incredibly long. So, like, there's about 5 different steps for individuals. They can apply, which can take time. If they get a refusal, they can appeal that refusal. If they get a refusal, they can then take a judicial review. And then if they get a if they fail that judicial review, obviously they get a deportation order, which in the main, up until very recently, hasn't been enforced.
Sure.
But the decisions to quash deportations, that's a political decision, and that's a decision that's taken by the Minister for Justice. So it's not part of the legal system. This is the Minister, for whatever reason, maybe humanitarian reasons in some cases,
overturn. When we next have the Minister for Justice on the show, we will ask him about that. Can I ask you one last thing before I let you go? The Public Accounts Committee Chair, John Brady, this week has said that he believes that there's profiteering. You're talking about an inefficient system, and some of that is contributing to the cost of housing asylum seekers or those who have achieved asylum status. That profiteering that John Brady was referring to, have you, in your research on this, have you seen this? Do you believe that some of this is contributing to the cost to the taxpayer?
Oh, there's no doubt that there's profiteering. So what we're talking about here is €100 per person per night for 33,000 people in the asylum process. So they are hotel-type costs on a nightly basis. They are not permanent accommodation-type costs on a nightly basis. And typically, you know, when you provide permanent accommodation, year-on-year accommodation, that accommodation figure is far lower. And it doesn't surprise me, though, that the government is so unable to actually get value for money in relation to this either, because, you know, we received the report on the bicycle shed yesterday. Right across the whole public spending in this country, the government is not achieving value for money for the public purse. And, you know, I mentioned earlier that the government are completely unable to actually purchase accommodation themselves and deliver this type of accommodation themselves so far, which is quite incredible. And therefore, they have been reliant upon either hotels or a small number of individuals who are making millions of money. Remember, we're talking about just like money which would actually purchase one of these providers' locations within 2 or 3 years.
All right. We have that point, Padder, and I do appreciate it. Look, thank you for joining us this morning. That is Padder Tobin, their AIM2 leader and TD for Meath West.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.